Welcome to New Music This Week on Amherst Island Radio. This is The Big Dog, and thanks for tuning in. You're going to hear some great samples of the new music that's arrived at CJAI this week, so let's dig in. Andrew Mack is a Kingston area singer and songwriter who tells tales of love, loss, and life through his folk rock music. And although his music draws from country music roots, don't let the cowboy hat fool you. He will tell you it's all rock and roll, which is a good thing because not all of the members in the photo on the website is wearing a cowboy hat. The latest release from the Andrew Mack Band, a new folk rock EP titled A Part of Me, released May of this year. The four-track EP is a heartfelt mix of folk, rock, and country undertones centered on themes of identity, loss, and home. Upcoming shows include Saturday, July 12th in Kingston at the Turnanog, and Saturday, August 16th at the Turnanog. He hopes this album might resonate with you, even if you missed the King.
Thank you.
Perfect Strangers just released a brand new single, May 29th, called Viewer Discretion is Advised. This is the third and final single from their upcoming album released on June 13th called Hurts to the Kilowatt. The song is a punk rock banger with all the energy and cutthroat lyrics that you love from any classic punk rock anthem. Perfect Strangers is one of the rock bands ever turning themselves from a classic rock influenced hard rock band into a punk rock indie rock band, all those genres together, with hard rock influences sprinkled in. Formed in 2021 in the land known as Flower City, aka Brampton, Ontario, the band has been paying their dues and tearing up stages throughout Canada. The band knew it was time to get into it and double down on everything from their live show to their studio recordings. So they did what any insane band would do, booked a week and a half of studio time and recorded a 14-song full-length LP. Raised just outside the city to a musical family of sisters, they would spend their evenings dancing and singing along the likes of Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. Those evenings helped forge a path that would ultimately lead Flora Kay to a career as a songwriter and towards her upcoming debut album, Seasons. As Flora Kay readies herself for the album's release, she's reminded of the connection she longed for on the floor of her childhood bedroom and the sense of belonging her favorite songs provided. Our friends over at What's the Story sent us the whole story of Flora Kay and the tracks. We had a listen and settled on Astro Girl, a dreamy meditation on long-distance relationships.
infiltrate my mind. And you are my friend, I'm a friend of mine. You keep wasting all my
Kris, spelt K-R-I-S, is a 24-year-old singer-songwriter from Canada. In 2023, she released her first EP, Where Do I Begin? Well, you begin with your first EP, which consisted of 5 songs. These songs made their way to radio and online streaming platforms, as well as featuring in press all over the world. Now, Kris is recording her first full-length album, The Way of the World, featuring the first single, Keep It Simple, and the new one, Fall Right Through. This is an upbeat tune that sarcastically advises people to take shortcuts in life, a commentary on people who take little pride in their work. Kris is currently in the studio finishing up recording the new album, The Way of the World, at George Rondina's Number 9 Studios, which will be released later this year. Mint Simon, they them, is the solo project of the magnetic front person of indie pop band Cave Boy. Born and raised in Montreal, Mint is a theater kid turned pop visionary, living somewhere on the spectrum between Ferris Bueller and Prince. Their music is a bold and shimmering dive into love, missed opportunities, desire, and liberation, a soundtrack for self-discovery wrapped in irresistibly catchy emotional pop. Their debut EP, Chimera, which came out May 30th, is a journey, one that begins at the surface and dives deep into the heart of identity, healing, and self-discovery. The album features Gargoyles, a lush, genre-defying track that channels shimmering 70s pop with Fleetwood Mac-style synths, groovy bass lines, and layering vocal harmonies. And if you missed them at the Spring Reverb Festival this year, you can catch them Saturday, August 2nd in Montreal at the Oceaga, and Friday, September 12th in Ottawa at City Folk.
Was a kid and I was crazy when we first met.
Your favorite band from Toronto is back. 8 shares their new single titled Jessica. Jessica drifts like a midnight memory, shimmering guitars, aching vocals, and that heartbeat rhythm pulling you through the haze. It's love, loss, and everything unsaid wrapped up in a rock glow. Despite a really great signature for the band's email, Dom, those links are all broken, so we're not even sure we're pointing listeners to the right pages. Time for a band meeting. Well, that's all the new music this week. Stay tuned for more. And as always, if you have new music this week, send it to us here at CJAI Island Radio. Email us at submitmusic@cjai.ca or visit our Facebook page at New Music This Week and click the Send Email button. Thanks for tuning in.